The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Jonathan Healy in for Pat this morning. This is National Carers Week, which aims to highlight the hard work of 500,000 family carers across Ireland who provide extra support for their loved ones day in, day out, and often not given the recognition that they deserve. Two of them are on the line with me now, Adam Hyland and Sinead Tighe. Adam and Sinead, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Lovely to talk to you. Adam, I'm going to begin with you. You look after your dad.
I do indeed, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about him.
So, my dad, Patrick, he went into hospital there a long time back. He went in for a simple hernia operation, and he ended up coming out with multiple illnesses. He came out with, he has a chronic pain syndrome, he has multiple heart attacks, he got two knee replacements, he has carpal tunnel disease and inoperable slip discs in his back, and he actually only got after getting diagnosed with dementia there not too long ago, a couple of years back. So he has dementia at the minute.
So how long have you been working as carer for your dad then?
I've been caring for my dad since the age of 7 years of age.
And what age are you now?
I'm going 19.
So you've had 12 years of your childhood and early adulthood where you have had to do a lot for your dad. Did it ever cross your mind that you shouldn't be doing this, or that someone else should be doing this for you?
No, not at all. We have had carers come in, and I've always said no, I want to do this, and because it's my own dad, like, you know what I mean? Because I don't really want, like, I growing up, I would never want to see anyone care for my dad where I know I could do it myself, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, and what impact did it have on you? Because you were in school at that stage, you had exams, you had primary school, secondary school. Did your caring duties impact on your studies or just on being a kid?
Yes, it does, and it did at the time, and it does, and it still does. Because like in school, it's like give a lot of responsibility on your shoulders because you've like 1 minute you have to like when you go to school, it's like you're away from the carers, but you're not. But when you go to school, and it's even harder because you have to do your study and you have to get your exams done, and you have to like. And when people don't know about it, it's in school or anything, it's actually a lot harder to do school because like people be asking you, oh, do you want to come here? Or do you want to go there? Or do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And you actually say you can't. But like in school and all, like the teachers are nothing ever new, or like you just took it day by day as it is, and just school, yeah, it was just very hard in general.
So tell us about your normal day with your dad, Patrick, Adam.
My normal day, I'm with Dad Patrick, so we'd get up in the morning. I actually work at the minute now, so we get up in the morning, and we basically, I get him up and I get him ready, and basically just see how he is, and if he needs anything at the minute, and then I head off to work, and then my mum would fill in, so when I go home then during the evening, I just sit with my dad and just basically be around him a lot, if you get what I mean.
Look, caring for your dad takes a lot out of you and out of your family. Do you think others could do more, or could the state do more for you?
Yes, they could, because like since COVID, like we used to get a respite from my dad, but since COVID that has all stopped. So it's like the respite situation would, like, if that got fixed, or if there was more respite for the young carers, or even just for the carers themselves, because like nobody actually realizes how hard it is to care for a person, because it's basically you're caring for two people, you're caring for yourself and you're caring for the person you love. So like it's a lot of hassle, and it's not really hassle, it's a lot of stress, and there's a lot going on, and like you're just constantly worrying all the time and all that. So it's just, if you had like more the rest point situation and that was like fixed, it'd be more, it'd be like, it'd be a, I would say it'd be a lot of relief of a lot of people.
Yeah, and I'd imagine that hasn't been easy, particularly for the last 2 years. Adam, it's incredible the work that you do, and Sinead, I'm sure you hear a lot in what Adam has been saying, that you can relate to. You're a full-time carer for your son, Daniel. How old is Daniel?
Daniel is 15 years of age now. I am full-time caring for him.
And tell us a little bit about him and why he needs such care.
So Dan has a condition called Sotos syndrome. So it's a rare genetic disorder, and he has a severe form of it. So he has severe intellectual disability. He's epilepsy. He's nonverbal incontinent. He's feeding difficulties. He's challenging behaviour, cortical visual impairment. Lots of other issues in his life. He's a gorgeous boy and very happy once we're in his world. That's the only way I can pull it. But when we have to kind of bring Daniel out into the world on a daily basis, that's harder and poses lots of challenges in like going for therapies, hospital appointments, even just social outings. It's very, very hard for Dan within those settings and for us then to bring him out. He's doing well. He attends school. He is progressing slowly, but it is all the work that we as a family are putting into him and the work that I put into him daily that he has progressed. And like Adam said, you know, that... You know, times are very, very hard. And, you know, the time of COVID, we've been coming out of COVID. But, you know, we were in the pandemic before COVID. We were in the pandemic of COVID and a lot worse in that time, being not recognised. And we're still in what I see in a pandemic. That's not going away. And we're so isolated, as Adam has pointed out. And what I feel and many carers feel around the country, it's a very isolating role and we're receiving no support.
Mm. There is a huge cost as well to all of this, isn't there? The one thing that I've always felt about carers, having spoken to so many of them over the years, is that, you know, you step into the breach, save the state a fortune that otherwise they would have to fork out for. And they're kind of happy to take that, aren't they?
Yeah, because if I was to step away and just leave Daniel somewhere and say I wasn't going to care for him, you're talking about 200,000 plus to care for Daniel. That's putting him into a respite and giving him all his needs. Now, I'm sure it's more for other children who have higher medical needs. But yes, we're saving billions from, you know, the state billions. And I think the part is that we don't look at it that way. You know, we can say that we're saving the millions, but we want to care for our siblings. We want to care for our children or our parents. But in doing that, we'd like to be recognised as carers. We'd like to say, OK, give us the services, give us the therapies, give us the equipment and make our jobs that bit easier. Give us respite. You know, Adam made a very good point. We're caring for two people. I think what's happening now is that we're caring for one person because we're not caring for ourselves. We're unable to care for ourselves. We're unable to give ourselves rest, you know, to look after ourselves, to, you know, just have some downtime, be with family on your own or go out with your friends or, you know, lots of us gave up work. Some of us are trying to keep working because we're trying to hold on to a life. You know, within that life, we want a bit of ourselves and it's becoming less and less and less. And the mental health strain on carers now is a very, very concerning thing within the country. And I don't think they're seeing that.
Can I just finish by saying both of you are brilliant at what you do, because it's very clear how much, Adam, you care for your dad, Patrick, and Sinead, how much you care for your son, Daniel. And if it wasn't for both of you and the work that you put in, their quality of life would probably have suffered over the years. So just well done to both of you. There is a reason why we have you on, because it's National Carers Week. There's fundraising that is underway to get people to help out. And you can find out all the details on familycarers.ie. They want people to sign up for their Pause for a Cause fundraising walk this week. What's that about, Adam?
So Pause for a Cause fundraising week. So you're trying to do 24k in 7 days. So basically we do a walk and just try to raise a lot of money for young carers that is actually very needed for us, because as Sinead said, it is.
Oh, there we go. We seem to have lost Adam there. But there we go. It's Pause for a Cause is how you get it. Familycarers.ie. Sinead and Adam, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.